99.1 WIDR Kalamazoo. You have no choice. We killed everyone else. You have to listen to us or read books. Choose now.
Let's stay. Thank you. Welcome to the LAN party. I am Fidel Podcastro.
I'm Raul Podcastro.
What you just heard was The Advantage doing Goonies 2 off of The Advantage 3. Before that, the Frankenstein Brothers with Bolt on Neck from the album Bolt on Neck. Before that, Nobu Uematsu with Be Said Island off of Final Fantasy X by request. Before that, Genghis Tron with Blowback from Board Up the House. And starting the set off today was Combo de la Muerte with Black Sabbath off of Tropical Steel. This is the LAN party. That means we are here from midnight to 2 a.m. playing nerdy music. And of course, since we're nerdy, we are podcasting it. And we will be putting it up on the LAN party's blog as soon as the show is over. And that is thelandpartywider.blogspot.com. Of course, this is also available. You can get to the website through Wider's page.
Does this look infected to you?
WIDR.org.
This rash
if,
right here?
If it does, just give me a little pat on the fanny.
Okay.
I think that's it for now. We're going to hop back into music. I think we just got a couple more requests. So
indeed.
Keep it tuned. We got lots more music coming up. You're listening to it. This is the LAN party on 89.1 FM WIDR Kalamazoo Radio Evolution.
That's enough, 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 enough.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some flags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing
else to do.
Because
there's nothing else to do.
You and never warn you, look out.
They'll tear your insides out. Cause everybody hates a tourist.
Cause everybody hates a tourist. Especially when he thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath.
You will never understand how it feels to live your life, with no meaning or control. And with nowhere left to go.
You're amazed. Climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah. You'll never live like common people.
You'll never do what common people do.
You'll never fail like common people.
You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw.
Cause there's nothing else to do.
official Queensbridge murderers. The mob comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share. For all those who wanna profile and pose, rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for theyself in his land. We be gunning and keep them show crews running like they supposed to. They come around but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face. You're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my team and I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. Your crew is featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Another nigga deceased, another story is told. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold.
Welcome back to the Land Party. I am Fidel Podcastro.
And I'm Raul.
What you just heard was Atlas by Battles, by request. Before that, by request, Sigur Rós and Mobb Deep mashup. That was the track Shook Ones Remix. Before that, by request, William Shatner with Common People off of Has Been. Before that, by request, Utah Saints with the Mortal Kombat theme.
I think that's it.
That is it. That was a short set list, but it was a long song. We are swimming in request, let me say. Swimming. We are just, I'm drowning.
Drowning.
So, please.
But we got snorkels.
We got snorkels and we got swimmies. I got my shorties and my sunnies.
I got my, you know, the puffy things around my arms.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what those are called.
Aren't they called swimmies?
Yeah, those swimmies?
I think they called, that's what I thought swimmies were.
All right. Well, I have a donut with like a duck on the front of it.
But we are swamped with requests right now. So please give us a little bit of time and we will get to them. We promise they're all coming up. So in the meantime, if you have requests, give us a call, 269-387-6303. We will be here until 2 a.m. And as always, remember, we're on the web, www.widr.org.
You can check our playlists and find our blog from there.
You can find the blog.
Yeah, because that's really, we don't want to say it out loud.
It's a bit of a mouthful. Yeah. It's a banger in the mouth. So we're going to hop back into it right now.
Sausage.
Coming up right now, by request, the Jurassic Park theme. You're listening to it on the Land Party, 89.1 FM, WIDR, Kalamazoo.
Thank you.
Things I can't stand, one of my like pet peeves is people who misuse the word literally. And that drives me up a wall, because when you misuse the word literally, you are using it in the exact opposite way it was intended. When you fuck that up, you fuck it up so bad. It's not like a little goof. It's not like, you know, you said like penultimate, you meant ultimate, like, you know, you're off by one. You completely misuse it, and you should stop using the word forever until you f-ing figure it out. And f-ing sportscasters do that all the time. You know, they're like, you know, he literally ripped his head off on that play. Oh my! You're like, what? No, he didn't. Don't. You shouldn't be talking into a microphone and describing things to people. Don't do that. He literally grew wings and ascended to heaven, where God blessed him with this God-like defensive blocking capability, and
He stayed in heaven for seven glorious days and nights, dining with the gods, and God turned a switch and stopped time here on earth so that he may do so, and then sent him back to earth and onto the field, and at the appropriate time, like, did the switch so we wouldn't know what happened in the, you know, well, that's an exaggeration, but still, you know what I mean? You know, like, just people, oh, that f***ing, people like, dude, man, I'll tell you the funniest story, man. I was really f***ed up the other day. I was hanging out with Jeremy, and we were both super f***ed up. And we went back to Jeremy's apartment. We split this bar of Xanax, okay? And then he put on that Viking hat, you know, that he won in Vegas, you know? And he started dancing around, and dude, it was so f***ing funny. Dude, I literally shit my pants. Wow. Oh, man. Oh. What did you do? dude, I was laughing. No, I mean, what did you do with your pants? I mean, what are you talking about? No, you said you literally shit your pants. Yeah, dude, it was fucking funny. No, I know, that's what I'm saying. What did you do with your shitty pants is what I'm asking. What? Nah, dude, I didn't fucking really shit my pants. I literally shit my pants. You don't understand, man. You don't get it at all. And my other, the other pet peeve I have, which is kind of close to that, it's kind of in the same family, is people who refer to themselves in third person. F***ing, that is unnecessary and self-centered and arrogant and weird. It's just weird. You know, these people, and they use it as some kind of excuse for their behavior. They always do. I mean, they, you know, people are like, sorry, man. David Cross has to do what's best for David Cross. Sorry, he couldn't be here to tell you that, but maybe if you see him, you know, you can tell him how you feel. You know. It's weird. They create this, like, entity outside of themselves, like somebody that they're talking about, like kind of some weird Sybil third personality, you know, just like... Now, you know, they use it as an excuse, like, you know, you come home and, like, I'm f***ing your dog or something, you'd be like, and you're outraged, you're like, f***, what are you doing, man? You're like, sorry, dude, David Cross is a dog f***er, sorry. That's what David Cross does, man, sorry. Hang on. Yep, you've been crossed, my man. That's how it goes, you've just been crossed. That's what Cross does. So, and again, oddly enough, athletes are the worst at that behavior. Athletes, when you hear athletes interviewed, man, those guys are fucking, they're terrible. Like, you know, Barry Bonds and Daryl Strawberry and Wade Boggs was all bad. But there's one guy who's the fucking king, who's the worst. Yes, you got it. It's Ricky Henderson. Ricky Henderson, if you've ever seen Ricky Henderson interviewed, it's the best. It's sweet. It's sweet, glorious music. It's like he's communicating secretly to like an intergalactic leader from another space federation. You know, he's every time he says Ricky Henderson, he's giving coordinates, you know, to the planet or whatever. Hey, Ricky, I noticed you taped your bat up a little higher than normal. What's that about? Well, you know, Ricky Henderson has to do what's best for Ricky Henderson, you know. I mean, if Ricky Henderson feels that Ricky Henderson needs to tape his bat up higher to be the best Ricky Henderson that Ricky Henderson could be, then Ricky Henderson is going to tape his bat higher in a way that Ricky Henderson can perceive as Ricky Henderson can to be the best Ricky Henderson that Ricky Henderson can or will or want to be as Ricky Henderson qualifying in a Ricky Henderson-esque type of way to be a Ricky Henderson for which all Ricky Hendersons around us being one Ricky Henderson to speak through Ricky Henderson as a vessel to reach all Ricky Hendersons out there in the world in a qualitative Ricky Henderson-esque magnanimous display of Ricky Henderson-tude and quality that you can find only in Ricky Henderson. And as Ricky Henderson is wont to do for Ricky Henderson being Ricky Henderson as Ricky Henderson. You come in here, Ricky Henderson, I'll give you a tape your battle. You know, Ricky Henderson's going to answer you in a way that Ricky Henderson can to be. In fact, that reminds me, I got to give that motherfucker a phone call, you know? No, because, that's right,
This is Ricky Henderson. Ricky Henderson is not available right now, but if you need your name and number, Ricky Henderson will get back to you when it is best for Ricky Henderson to do so.
Ricky Henderson, pick up. Pick up the phone, Ricky. Ricky Henderson, pick up the phone. Pick up the phone, Ricky. Ricky, pick up the phone. It's me. You. God damn, that motherfucker's never there. And that's the Ricky Henderson bit. Yeah!
It was April the 41st, being a quadruple leap year. I was driving in downtown Atlantis. My Barracuda was in the shop, so I was in a rented Stingray, and it was overheating. So I pulled into a Shell station. They said I'd blown a seal. I said, fix the damn thing and leave my private life out of it, okay, pal? While they were doing that, I walked over to a place called the Oyster Bar. A real dive. But I knew the owner. He used to play for the Dolphins. I said, hi, Gil! You have to yell, he's hard of hearing. Down his luck. Fact is, he was barely keeping his head below water. I bellied up to the sandbar. He poured me the usual. Rusty snail, whole grunion, shaken, not stirred. With a peanut butter and jellyfish sandwich on the side. Heavy on the mako. I slipped him a fin. On porpoise. I was feeling good. I even dropped a sand dollar in the box for Jerry's squids. For the halibut. Well, the place was crowded. We were packed in like sardines. They were all there to listen to the big band sounds of Tommy Dorsey. What soul? Tommy was rocking the place with a very popular tuna, Salmon Chanted Evening. And the stage was surrounded by screaming groupers, probably there to see the bass player. One of them was this cute little yellowtail, and she's giving me the eye. So I figured this is my chance for a little fun. You know, piece of Pisces. But she said things I just couldn't fathom. She was too deep. Seemed to be under a lot of pressure. Boy, could she drink. She drank a lot. I said, what's your sign? She said, Aquarium. I said, great! Let's get tanked. To my place for a little midnight bait. I said, come on, baby, you only take a few minnows. She threw me that same old line. Not tonight. I got a haddock. And she wasn't kidding either, because in came the biggest, meanest-looking haddock I'd ever seen come down the pike. He was covered with muscles. He came over to me, said, listen, shrimp, don't you come trolling around here. What a crab. This guy was steamed. I could see the anchor in his eyes. I turned to him, I said, abalone, you're just being shellfish. Well, I knew there was going to be trouble, and so did Gil, because he was already on the phone to the cods. The haddock hits me with a sucker punch. I catch him with a left hook. He eels over. It was a fluke, but there he was, lying on the deck, flat as a mackerel. Helpless. I said, forget the cods, Gil. This guy's gonna need a sturgeon. Well, the yellowtail was impressed with the way I landed her boyfriend. She came over to me, she said, hey, big boy, you're really a game fish. What's your name?
Welcome back to the LAN party.
Good morning, Vietnam! That's not old, right?
Is that necessary?
No, it's not.
I am Fidel Podcastro.
And I'm Ricky Henderson.
No. Sorry. I guess I wouldn't say it like that. Ricky Henderson here. but it's not me. But sorry.
What you just heard was Kip Adoda with Wet Dream. With Wet Dream.
Yep.
Raul, how about we discussed this?
Yeah.
And you know, we're going to dedicate that one to Van, one of our longtime faithful listeners. But here's the thing. We're issuing a LAN party moratorium on that song.
Yeah.
It's done. It's
we've played it so many
times.
We've
played it a lot.
Yeah. That it's kind of,
and I don't
think, I know the words, and they're not good words. And so I'm going to, I don't think I can take it.
We don't want to hurt anyone's feelings or...
It's not you. It's me.
It's not you. It's us.
Yes.
You know, we're done with it. However, we do want to congratulate Van. New job. He gets to escape his overnight hellhole.
Hey. Can we say that on the
air? No, it's official.
Oh,
it's Facebook official now.
Okay, Facebook. Is it complicated?
They're in a relationship.
Okay.
So, before that was David Cross with, I can't say the song title on the air. I'll say the last part of it. / Real Beer. And that was from the album Censored for Radio Play. Before that, from Arrested Development, the theme song to the show within Arrested Development, My Mother in the Car. Before that, Not by Request, Tobacco with Motor Liquor, Maniac Meat.
That's something that's in our thing.
Before that, by request, The Time with Ice Cream Castles. Before that, by request, the Jurassic Park theme. And that was John Williams. It is a little bit after one. We're going to be here for another hour bringing you the nerdy music. As always, the podcast will be up shortly on thelandpartywider.blogspot.com. And you can access it through wider.org. Any requests, give us a call, 269-387-6303. We're going to hop back into it. We have a lot more requests still, and we're going to slowly wade through them. So be patient. Your request has been noted, and it is coming up. This has been an announcement from the LAN party. Yeah.
That's it.
All right. 89.1 FM, WIDR, Kalamazoo. Radio.
Revolution.
Progress. We'll be right back.
now we're together. I got to spend it on a necklace. Told God I'd be back in a second. So hard not to act reckless. Much is given, much is tested. Until they get the message. Now I'm under more scrutiny. But I act more stupidly. My mama couldn't get through me. I'm talking like it's just you and me. I guess the money should've changed. Should've forgot where he came from. So let the champagne splash. Let that man get back. You need to stop to get gas. If you can move the room where she could drive off her fumes. Cause how do you move in a room full of homes? How do you stay faithful in a room full of poems? You must be in tune with this soul. Buried in a tomb full of gold. They'll be looking like, why God? Will they reminisce over you, my God? La, la, la. Till I get my money right, then you can't tell me nothing, right?
You got a sink or swim. He finally called, didn't raise the bet. I said, ace is full, pal, how about you? He said, I'll tell you in just a minute or two, but right now, I just gotta have a cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
St. Peter is the golden gate that you hate to make him wait. You just gotta have another cigarette. Now the other night I had me a date with the cutest gal in the 48th state. One of them hybrid up down the band in the band. She said she loved me and it seemed to me that everything was about like it ought to be. So hand in hand we strolled down Lover's Lane. She was oh so far from a chunk of ice. Our smooching party was going real nice. So help me, had I taken been there yet. But I give her a kiss, a little squeeze. And she said, text, excuse me please, but I've just got to have another cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Here's the golden gate that you hate to make him wait. You've just got to have another cigarette.
No, it's true. Everything I do.
Please don't do this.
I do it for you.
How do you show someone you love
that they are the one. So many ways to express love, it's hard to choose just one. How you gonna do it? Some people like to kiss, some people like to hug, some lesbians like eating each other's shit out of a cup. Some people say I love you, some even shout it out. Some people puke semi-digested shit into each other's mouths. Sometimes making love's not enough, you have to step it up. When urinating on her face is not enough to say I love you. Some people like to kiss, some people like to hug, some lesbians like eating each other's shit out of a cup. Some people say I love you, some even shout it out. Some people puke semi-digested shit into each other's mouths. She's covered in vomit and human feces. That's how I know that she needs me. Vomit and human feces. That's how I know that she needs me. In my mouth, and I'll puke it all over your face.
Woo! Incredible.
Incredible. Thank you so much, John.
Thank you.
Anyway,
dude, a lot of love. You got a lot of love to give.
Oh, man.
A lot of love.
I appreciate it. You know what?
Thank you.
to my slot. I love to turn it round. Put your disc to my slot. I love to turn it round.
Isn't it nice to have a computer that will talk to you?
Welcome back to the LAN party.
Oh my god.
Where the hyphy don't stop.
Partying down, yeah. What? Having a good time.
What you just heard was Sonny Jim with Suck My Disc.
Got to be careful about pronouncing that one.
It does. That one goes out to all the callers tonight.
It's a good one.
Before that, by request, in a way, Buckethead, Imperial March, 10-14-08 at the National. Hope you enjoyed it. Before that, John LaJoy, Two Girls, One Cup radio edit from the SSS-TV. Before that, by request, Tex Williams with Smoke, Smoke, Smoke.
That's cigarette.
From Thank You From Smoking. Thank You For Smoking. Before that, a fun cover, Francis and the Lights with Can't Tell Me Nothing from Guilt by Association Volume 2.
Why do you sound like every DJ on
Before that,
WGRD?
By request, Hot Chip with Ready for the Floor.
All right, Taz, relax.
And before that, Indiana Jones theme.
You lost your spunk. Is that what we're calling it now?
I've lost
spunk all over my face.
You know, I've lost a lot of things today.
Your dignity.
Patience.
Dignity.
Patience.
Your pants.
My pants. No, dignity. I lost those.
Because you literally.
Oh, man. Things are doing good here in the studio.
We're doing good.
Raul and I are, excuse me, Fidel and Raul are
doing good.
Lots of really, really excellent requests. just excellent. Can we just, well, just well, excellent.
Well, some have been good, but some have been questionable, to say the least.
Hey, you know who died? Dio. Hey.
I
do we care?
Well, we carried last
week. Gary Coleman died. Don't care about that.
Wait, dude. He did that.
Dennis
thing.
Hopper died. Care less, even.
No, I care.
Less care.
I care more about Dennis
less
Hopper.
Care.
I care more about Dennis.
Why? Easy Rider?
Yeah.
What a crappy movie.
No, man. No, that was a classic of bad movies.
Yeah, I feel that it was a classic.
Bad movie.
A classic bad movie.
Yeah. But it was like a, you know, classic bad movie with good actors.
Ride my chopper. Yeah. Don't wear my helmets.
Setting a bad example. We're bad role models. That's what the movie was called. Bad role models. They worked on the title.
We're going to hop back into it. We have 20 more minutes.
Of fun?
Any last minute requests, get them in now. 269-387-6303.
Keep them nerdy.
Emphasize the nerdy and not hits,
if
not hit singles.
Would play him, don't request it.
No more hit singles.
Yeah, no, yeah. Things that were hit singles, we're not gonna play. And that's not our policy. Although we fully support it, but it's like the station's policy. So no hit singles.
No hit singles. This is a LAN party.
Yeah.
On 89.1 FM WIDR. Which supports a wider variety of music.
Dude, let's put on some hyphy.
Keep it tuned.
Down on my desk to help me get through this mess. I fell asleep and before I was done, I woke up in shock, my whole arm was numb. Woke up in shock, my whole arm was numb. I woke up in shock, my whole arm was numb. I woke up in shock, I fell asleep on my arm. I'm sitting here a little bit pissed. Step to the bar, but I can't leave. I can't turn the door, not my arms are asleep. I can't turn the door, not my arms are asleep.
bang the bang 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 bang. Hey, I feel a lot better. I think all this jumping around has really helped the circulation come back into my arm. Man, cool. All right, guys. Want to go jogging?
Sure. Where do you want to go? Let's go to the park.
Those bastards. These people. These followers of the white Christ. Bastards. A much-traveled man once told me that they eat their own god. Eat his flesh, drink his blood. Abominable. And they hate us. Want us dead. So you pray to the gods to protect us. We have many gods. They've only got the one.
this world were mine, I'd make you a...
So to speak openly, vocally, most MCs are a joke to me.
What are you stacking? The pimples on your back is hella small. Who's your ghostwriter? Promise I'll tell the song.
So to speak openly, vocally, most MCs are a joke to me.
What are you stacking? The rash on your back is hella small. Who's your ghostwriter? Promise I'll tell the song.
Rappers like me, not even slightly. I do it lively, you wack zombies ain't like me. We're marvelous, and when the people marvel us, we look like the heroes in comic books Marvel does. If you're jealous with envy, cause like you have, we got a lot of pools. Why? Cause you're like the Sunday comics and the Chronicle. Funny and sad attempts, when you scratch your pen to make a mark. We're here to raise the bar, like when you validate them, pay the park. Epitome validity, you're standing right here. We just rock for our apostles and we pack up our gear. It's funny, every rapper that is waiting to rap next is dummies looking like they're lining up over crash tests.
So to speak openly, vocally, most MCs are a joke to me.
What are you stacking? The pimples on your back is hella swole. Who's your ghostwriter? Promise I won't tell a soul. Joke be on those feeling for notes you wrote, taking the drag out your ways with the brightest of quotes and with various phrases. I'll drop as light as a floating leaf, drowning in all the props, but on top like a floating reef. Some try to step up so as much as they spit hits, but wonderful's the placement when I stop them with tips. I'm different while I'm using my saliva to shift to a saucing. My stuff's awesome, hip in the rich chicks, they buff often after I'm done cause it sticks. And I'm off in all areas to armpits. Remove the stunners, tied up in Dana to a flag post. I know that you're in wonder cause we lava in brag posts.
So to speak openly, vocally, most MCs are a joke to me.
What are you stacking? A rash on your back is hella small. Who's your ghostwriter? Promise I won't tell the song.
You get mad easy, why are you acting so paranoid? Cause someone's gonna see that you've been stacking those steroids. The D-ball, the winch draw, I see all the pitfalls, the attitude change. Why are you acting so strange? They got me cycling, I be on some vodka and Vicodin, writing just to get some off of my mind again. Why is this overlooked? To me it sounds obvious. Where my head's at, and not the ground lobbyist. Copping and swapping it to gain some populace for folks that are dope, thirsty, sober, and broke. Dope to gin and juicing, getting plenty liver usage. Proving videos necessitating images of shitty flows. Vinny knows like Bo did before we got all bloated. Loading cars before a show, I drink a 40 of OD. We're just fiddling with knobs, then we scribble in the songs. No ghouls and goblins are writing the songs in.
Comparing to these verses, the lost and lust writer shouldn't spare another purse to bust in the crossfire. How dare you to put work in, put moves on your confetti, then a part the bullet that's released when they say ready. I haven't heard the difference and most haven't earned the listen time. So valuable and stricken to improving on me kicking rhymes. For a second, to recognize the tickle mind, I spit a little rap so they could marvel at the simple. In depth the father mentioned, plummet down beyond the ages with the force to put in orbit. They rejected self as savior. Why not become a monk? I could respect that. Rather than pushing junk on the masses would reject tracks. Seems these are a joke to me. Some couldn't tell from Dutch about this meaning and origin. So who they supposed to be real hard, but often speak on love and a cuddly. Walk on down the beach, why? I'm guessing the bubbly talk.
So to speak openly, vocally, most MCs are a joke to me.
What are you stacking? The pimples on your back is hella small. Who's your ghostwriter? Promise I won't tell the soul.
Transformers!
and I will help you lose my 200-pound wheelchair somewhere in Toronto. I will laugh like a marrow-fat hyena when you call it my chariot, when you mention Stephen Hawking or Christopher Reeve